I saw a guy, I don't want to say where, I saw a guy the other day that looked like a really pretty woman with long hair and facial hair, but just like a little on the chin and a little mustache. And I couldn't figure out if it was a guy who just couldn't grow facial hair or a woman who was trying to become a man.
Right, yeah.
And I wanted so bad to know, but I didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Which way are you going?
Yeah, like, I want. First of all, it's way more embarrassing if you're trying to grow facial hair. If I would have went, that is a ridiculous mustache and beard, and she would have went, hey, man, I'm taking hormones, trying to be there, I would have been like, good job, you know? But if it's just a guy, he's like, yeah, I'm just trimming it down, you know, trying to look tough, I would have been, nope, you're better off being a lovely lady.
You know what you do? You try and high-five him and see what happens.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Maybe. I'm a bad high-fiver.
Oh,
yeah,
you are?
Yeah. I don't like to high-five. I find it completely and utterly embarrassing, and I went to the Yankee game. And, you know, Aaron Judge hit a home run, and people started high-fiving. It was worse, like, Tony high-fived me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a big Tom Cruise Top Gun high-five.
Right.
It was just a little, all right, like, right on. But then, like, people come from other sections to high-five. Oh, somebody's high-fiving. And they run over there. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And what's worse than me is my son. When we're at a hockey game, and there's a goal, and guys turn around, and they try to high-five my son. He's mortified. He just looks at them, and he's like, no.
I gotta learn how to high-five.
Well, he said he doesn't know how. I don't want to touch you.
No, you want to know what? Blaine actually taught me how to high-five without ever missing. Look
at the elbow.
Yep.
At the elbow?
Mm-hmm. Look at the elbow.
What do you mean?
You'll never miss.
I don't miss. I just don't want to do it. It's a reluctant high five.
But you said you're not very good at it.
Right. I guess I'm like,
right.
I don't want to do it.
So look at the elbow.
No, you're.
I like a good high five.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you do something well.
Bam. Like one of those.
I'm not going to try and hurt your hand.
No, but just like a. Man.
But it's just like during
kickball.
I can't
believe this is a thing.
Good job.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Spanish had a jump to get there. It was
sometimes
embarrassing.
He'll put his hand up extra high.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Come over here.
Hold on here. That is not cool.
It's so hard to do.
That is not cool. It's embarrassing for Spanish.
That is very demeaning.
Like I'm much more of a fist bumper.
Yeah.
Fist bump is kind of like, hey, we made physical contact.
But it's very, you know, I like ways sometimes.
I don't want to feel your palm.
We'll high five. It's not a hug. It's more.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want hugs.
Fist bump.
Right.
No.
Fist bump that's like the outside of your hand. You're like, ugh.
For a guy who doesn't say I love you back to people, I don't mind hugging.
That's not true. Don't say that. Why would you say that?
He just doesn't like hugging you.
Yeah, I mean.
I have hugged you.
It's always been because I had to do something.
Yeah. Well, gonna earn my hugs.
I mean.
And I'm not giving them out for free on a street corner. I don't mind, like when I see.
You hug Pete.
Bobby Kelly. I don't really hug Pete.
I've seen you hug Pete.
For what?
I don't think I've ever seen you hug Pete.
I don't think I've seen
I've it. Seen you hug Pete around the
I don't
holidays.
Think Pete and I could physically hug each other. I don't think we can get there. I'll hug Bobby, and I'll hug Bert, and I'll hug, like, I'm trying to think of guys I see every once in a while. Tony, you know, and of course I hug my father. Mm. That's different kind of hug.
Who would be the weirdest person you could hug?
Keith.
Yeah.
Our boss.
Weirder than hugging me?
Oh.
That would be weird.
It would be weird. It's just an awkward. It's not that I don't have the hug emotions for
right,
you.
Right.
I just don't have. We've never.
It'd be very weird.
Yeah.
I think we've shaken hands like three times or something.
Right.
Sounds so awkward.
Oh, very weird.
Do you would think that we don't have a good relationship by that statement, but that's certainly not
true. Yeah, yeah.
We're much more fist bumpers.
One of my most glorious Texters. Moments right now on Bone TV.
First Punch Out where you got the hug after
Smash,
dropping Jared.
Completely earned that hug.
Yeah.
That hug came from a great spot in my body.
That was fun.
It did. I was happy to hug you.
Yeah.
Because you did so good.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Next year.
That's Punch Out number one.
Mm-hmm.
Punch Out number... Oh, look at Rush is getting ready for the moment. He's on his knee with the camera out. There he goes. Yeah, I look like a fat Billy Joel. Oh, I prepped it up, too. It was a big bear hug.
Oh, yeah. You picked them up and bounced them and swung them around like you're on a goddamn beach.
Oh, my God, look at that beard.
Yeah.
That is a crazy beard,
don't
right?
Don't grow that back.
Nope. You don't like my beard? I never know what people like.
No.
My wife likes it. That's the only reason why I'd let it go.
Do it for her.
No. I'm just saying, like, I'd always get, like, a beard that's pretty long, and I'd go, I gotta shave this, and she'll go, I don't know, I kind of like it. And I go, all right, well, let's keep going then. It's easier not to shave. So back to me and Galvin hugging.
Yeah.
It'd be weird.
Should we contact?
Should we try to hug now?
And no, yeah, no, I don't want to.
Dude, it was almost as painful for me to say that as it was for us to hug. What is that all about? That is so weird.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're two men.
Yeah, but I
don't mean like homosexual. I mean, we're two real men. Mm. What?
You're emotionally closed off.
No.
Is, I believe, the Galvin's proper term.
Galvin, and I think Galvin could say the same thing about me, but Galvin's too big to hug.
What?
Yeah, like he's too much of a...
Too big to fail, too big to hug.
Right. Too fat to fish. He's too much of a man to hug. So it feels weird.
You only like hugging.
He doesn't want to feel like a lady. He'd feel like a lady if he hugs me.
I would hug Joe.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. He's adorable. He's like a little girl.
I'll hug anybody.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. He's like a little girl. I don't want to hug John Brennan and he'd feel like a lady.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hug him.
I think John Brennan like would want to hug you.
I don't think I've ever hugged John.
He'd be like, "You're my employee. Come here, bring it in."
I don't think I've ever hugged John, and yet it would still be more awkward to hug Galvin.
Yeah.
Why is that? We need a psychologist.
Carmen the other day, it's so funny because Carmen and I rarely have contact at all. Like, we know each other, but we don't talk much or anything, you know, outside of the show and stuff. And I had something that I had her help me put on. I don't want to give it away because it was part of my costume. But she was behind me, and I was like, "Oh, you're kind of touching my butt." Is that weird?
I did one button. There was two buttons. I did one, and I was like, "Okay, you're good." And he was like, "Well, you can do the bottom one." And I was like,
"Oh, so weird.
Don't make me touch your
Easy,
butt.
Harvey.
So weird.
Oh, man. Carmen and I snuggled yesterday.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm sick now.
Oh man.
I breathed all over her.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that's still weird too.
Why? Hugging me?
No. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I have to approach it with caution.
Rude.
Well, especially now.
No. I enjoy it.
I'm a great hugger.
I just feel like as I'm hugging you, I have to, like, my wrist has to be out so my hands don't touch anything.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
More Dinah, I'd be like, "Hey, feel your boobs on my back." Yeah. You know? Whatever.
I remember what you used to put on the counter with her when I first started working here when you would wear basketball shorts.
Don't say that on the air. That's terrible. Dinah's putting under a book right now. And then he used to stretch out his chicken breast in front of the camera.
Oh,
we used to just play look. I'd go, "Dinah, look."
Yeah.
Show her stuff.
Sometimes I'd even look.
Yeah.
Catch me by surprise.
You're welcome. You guys missed out. That's when I was old fun Mike Calta.
Mm. Now you're still fun?
Now you're just old.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Set it up.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Right, yeah.
You toss it.
Okay. That's cool. 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. David Harb will be here at 8:30. We got some stuff to give away. I don't know if he's bringing... I need ticket Spanish.
Yeah.
Not Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Not Billy Joel.
All right.
I need tickets for Santana for my mom.
All right.
Remind me of that. My mom never asked me for anything, and she asked me for Santana tickets, which in a million years I would never go see Santana. I can't see why she would. But anyway, remind me.
Santana's not bad.
Ugh.
There's a ringing endorsement. Santana's not bad.
It's okay.
All right.
He's a good guy.
I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
I think it definitely helps.
Like it's up your alley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's somebody you...
Even
like,
guitar players don't get excited about Santana.
Really?
No. It's like Billy Joel is kind of a Northeastern thing. Like, I can understand why people from down here don't, you know, like, grew up down here, like, "Oh, Billy Joel, Piano Man, whatever, I know one song." Like, I heard Drew talking about him, and nobody on the show really cared about him, knew any of his songs. Drew was like, "I don't know, I've never seen him, maybe I'll go." And I'm like, I'm ready to spend a week's worth of pay to try and get awesome tickets for that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you secure that?
It's not secure, but it's definitely in the works. It's happening. Okay. I'm just not going to give you confirmation without, you know.
I like it. Yeah. I like the way you operate. Don't build me up just to let me know.
I would not.
The Rays, the big news today, the Rays have finally found a spot in Tampa, and Ken Hagen announced yesterday that they are probably, it's not official, but it's happening for them to announce it. They found a spot right outside of Ybor City, down at the port. I made a joke on Twitter yesterday that you put it in Ybor City. Now that's two things that the people don't go to, Rays games and Ybor City, because Ybor City's kind of dead now. But I really do generally believe that between Vinnickville opening up and the Rays Stadium being there, that Channel Side, Ybor, a new stadium, all of that area will be huge for us.
Oh, you got to think that the businesses down in Ybor City are like, all right, Shoelicker, beat it. We got to clean this area up. We want people, families coming to our restaurant and stuff. We don't need the likes of you around here, you know.
But and think about it. That area has, when you turn down 7th Avenue from Nebraska, there is some pretty shady housing over there. That what they did a little bit further, what would that be, towards the water, there was really bad housing over there. They tore it all down a couple of years ago, but they built a great housing area. There's a, like, I think it's a, I don't know, it might be Duke Ellington or somebody that they have estates over there where they have a lot of music murals painted on the wall. Like, they really made it a nice, affordable living area over there, which is what they need to do. They need to keep up with the projects. They need to upgrade. They can't kick all the people out of their house, but they need to give them better housing over there and make the area nicer. And hopefully that would be a part of building up that neighborhood, not throwing people out, but making their living conditions better. And more businesses will definitely find their way into that area.
Right.
And I don't mind paying the extra penny or whatever it's going to have to be if that turns out to be the case. Brian, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
Brian. Nope, nothing.
Goodbye, Brian. Let's go to Eric. Good morning, Eric.
I just heard you that you said that we must be black like Santana.
No, did I say that? There's something wrong with your ears.
So far wrong, it's not even funny.
You must be black to like Santana. Who said that?
I just heard something about the North and the South, and you have to have a certain location to basically like them.
This is the problem with people. Eric, you are the problem with the world.
Let me, the problem. I'm asking.
Let me. But you just said I heard. You said I heard, and you did not hear that.
And then you said
wrong. I could be wrong.
But you won't. But what Galvin's saying is the problem is that you will go and tell somebody. Now, do you know what those idiots were saying in the morning? That you had to be black to like Santana, and you can't be from the North or the South. What I said was, I think Latin people have a better appreciation for Santana, and nothing wrong with that. And I said, same way with Billy Joel, which you didn't even hear in the conversation. I said, I think if you were from the Northeast, you probably enjoy Billy Joel's music a little bit more than somebody who was raised in the South. How that became, you have to be black to like Santana, I have no idea.
That was just my confusion, like I said.
But how did that confuse you? Did you listen through static? Like, what didn't you, like, you? What you did was you completely changed what I said around. You weren't confused, you just heard what you wanted to hear.
Oh, negative. I did not hear what I want to hear. I'm asking you.
But I never said anything like, I never said anything like what you said.
Thing? Is it a territorial thing, a race thing, or whatever to like Santana? Please answer that. That's all I'm asking.
But
I was wrong by accusing, but now I'm just basically backing off and just saying, okay.
I told you what I said. I feel like Latin people have a greater appreciation for Santana because he is Hispanic, and he plays that flair of music.
Oh, okay. I've never heard that before. Being from New York, I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that before. So if there's an artist that...
90, you're from New York. 92 KTU, WBLS.
I don't care. What are you rattling off for you?
I don't like this guy.
You still play...
Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't like Santana if you're a white person or if you're Chinese. What I'm saying is, the same way I believe Gloria Estefan is more loved by Cuban people because she is a Cuban lady and has done so much for the Cuban people in Miami, that if you're a Cuban person, you have a greater appreciation for Gloria Estefan than the average white person. There's nothing wrong with saying that.
I have no problem. I just like Tony Bennett anyway, so no problem.
No, right? But okay? You're allowed to like Tony Bennett, but if you're Italian, you're an idiot. Yeah, I'm glad you think it's funny. What you just did was try to turn me into a racist, and then you laugh it off because you realize you look like a moron. If you're Italian, you're from New York or New Jersey or somewhere over there, you have a love for Frank Sinatra that is in your family. It grew up in your family. Most of the Italians in New York. That's it. If you are a Italian or Irish guy from Wisconsin, you may not give a flying F about Frank Sinatra. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you people? Greg, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just want to let you know that your ethnocentrism is disgusting. You're calling that guy dumb. And
why is that? Well, first of all,
it has nothing to do.
Hold on. What are you hearing?
I don't know. I was just kidding. I knew it. I knew you, you know, jerk.
Jerk face. Matt, good morning.
Hey, listen, I'm just going to preface this by saying I don't believe you said it, but when I was listening, it did sound like you said something about black. And, I can tell you exactly what you said.
Please, because I don't think black left my mouth at all.
You said, I think...
hold on.
You said, I think only Latin people like...
I said, I think Latin people like Santana more or something, but black people didn't... Yeah. I didn't say anything about black people
at all.
Nobody
said anything about black.
I think you said, I think Latin people like him more black.
No.
And then you went on.
Black never left my mouth. I didn't say anything about black.
How does that even make any sense? I think Latin people like him more. Black...
Right, exactly. That's exactly what you said.
No, it's not.
No, yeah.
I mean, listen, record the show.
Listen to me, Matt. Perhaps, and I will apologize to you and Eric, perhaps I was about to say something else, and I was going to say black, and then stop. Did that happen to anybody here?
Or maybe you said, but that, or something.
Black. It sounds very, very similar. You gotta.
I'm going to listen to the tape and find out.
I think you and Eric are both racist, Matt.
I don't like your ethnocentric. Listen to me. What I was saying was, Santana, I don't like him. Find him to be incredibly boring, not into his music. I find that Latin people...
Love him.
Love him. Like I heard George Lopez on Howard Stern the other day. Loves Santana. Jams with him because he plays guitar.
Black.
No, I didn't say anything about black. And then I said Billy Joel. Billy Joel is from New York. I believe that New Yorkers and New Jersey people and Pennsylvania, the Upper East Coast, will appreciate Billy Joel more than someone who was raised in the South. I was trying to relate the two. Where blacks came in, I don't understand. I think you people just want to hate black people. James, good morning.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
How you doing?
So you're good. How are you?
Good.
So what you said earlier about, well, after the guy accused you of being a racist, pretty much, but you had said, like, if you were Irish or Italian and from Wisconsin, you probably don't have an appreciation for Frank Sinatra.
Right.
So, funny thing, I felt like you were talking to me because I'm from Wisconsin, I am mixed Irish and Italian, and I don't care for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I appreciate his voice, you know. I think he's a great guy, and he's a great singer. But
you don't have to like him.
You know.
Who is, James, who is the artist that your family, that you may ended up liking because your family liked, like my mother used to listen to Donna Summer, so I know all Donna Summer songs, but I don't listen to it now, but I grew up with that, so I feel like I know it. Who's
being
the one?
In Wisconsin, he may like polka.
Nope, not at all. Phil Collins,
really?
Phil Collins, Donna Summer, and then, like, later on, it was Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Well, you got stuck in that 80s vortex. All right. Well, thank you for your call, and thank you for understanding what I was trying to say. Let me see. Bob, good morning. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Mike. I just wanted to say that I'm very offended that you think I like Billy Joel just because I'm from the Northeast.
No. Where are you from, sir?
Actually, I'm from South Jersey.
And you like Springsteen?
He's okay.
Who is not particularly? Who is your go-to? Who is the South Jersey go-to artist?
My South Jersey was Little Feat, actually.
Oh, see, that throws my whole thing off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but music, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not like you're not allowed to like them.
No. Well, thank you.
No, you're welcome. Thank you. So there are a bunch of people calling and saying that they heard me say black. So now I need to know exactly what I said. Let me talk to Carl. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Hi.
First time caller, long time listener, and I could have swore I heard black as well.
So then I must have been I want to listen to it back. I'll play it on the air. I was either starting to say something else and got thrown off, or I said something that sounded like black.
Okay.
Spanish is going to get the audio right now. We will play. I won't even listen to it till we come back on the air live, and I'll play it that way. Joel as well. Joel, you heard me say black too?
Yeah, morning, Mike. Called a couple of times. Yeah, I was listening for the past 20 minutes, and it sounded an awful lot like you said black. I don't care if you did or not.
No, I don't. But I can't picture. I know what my frame of mind was, and I know what I was trying to say. I don't know where black would have fit in there. So I'm going to take a break. Thank you, sir. I'm not going to listen to the audio. Spanish is pulling it right now. I'll play it when we come back.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Before the break, something happened. I explained that Santana was coming and that my mother wanted to go see him. My mother, not Hispanic, by the way.
Right.
But I did say that I think Hispanic people have a greater appreciation for Santana because he is of a Hispanic heritage and he plays to that audience. And then I compare that to Billy Joel, who I think I love being from New York, but somebody raised in Florida may not care about Billy Joel at all.
A lot of people on Twitter saying...
You don't care about Billy Joel.
No, I like him, but yeah, he's not a... No.
I'm so excited that he's coming and figured out with my wife last night that this may be like my 15th Billy Joel show.
Really?
Yeah, because I've seen him...
That's too much.
I saw him at Giant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him twice in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him like four times here in Tampa and then one time in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kept thinking over the years... I've seen him a lot. So I'm in LA three times. I might have seen him more than any other band.
So a lot of people on Twitter saying they did not hear anything of you saying black, and then a couple saying they did hear. They heard it too. So
let's find out right now. Here is the unedited audio that I have not heard since I spoke these words a mere 20 minutes ago. I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
I think it definitely helps.
Like it's up your alley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So far, no black.
Right.
Like, it's somebody you...
Even
like,
guitar players don't get excited about Santana.
Really?
No. It's like, but it's like Billy Joel is kind of a Northeastern thing. Like, I can understand why people from down here don't, you know, like, grew up down here, like, oh, Billy Joel, Piano Man, whatever, I know one song. Like, I heard Drew talking about him, and nobody on the show really cared about him, knew any of his songs. Drew was like, I don't know, I've never seen him, maybe I'll go. And I'm like, I'm ready to spend a week's worth of pay to try and get awesome tickets for that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you secure that?
It's not secure, but it's definitely in the works. It's happening. Okay.
Couple more seconds left. Couple more seconds. I might come through.
Give you confirmation without, you know.
I like it. Yeah. I like the way you operate. Don't build me up just to let me know.
I would not.
That's it. That's the entire clip.
Yeah, and then you start talking about the Rays stadium moving to Ybor.
Let me hear it one more time just to see if there's something in there. I'm going to close my eyes and maybe it sounds like it said something like, I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
I think it helps.
Did it when I said you had to be Latin? Maybe that's where people thought I said you had to be black. I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
Latin. I think it helps.
Yeah.
Say it again. Just play the Latin where it says you say Latin.
I do tend to mumble. I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
I think it helps.
Yeah.
I think it definitely. The only way you're hearing black is if you wanted to hear you say black.
Yeah. You people are racist.
Yeah. Eric and whatever the other guy.
Eric didn't faze me at all, but. The couple of calls after Eric that said, "Hey, I don't carry the way, but I'm pretty sure I heard black too." I'm like, "Well, maybe I said black."
Just bandwagoners. Nope.
I don't remember.
Nope.
No, hold on. Let me hear it again. I feel like you have to be Latin to enjoy Santana.
I think it helps.
Yeah,
I think it definitely helps.
Like it's up your alley.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like it's somebody you
even
like,
guitar players don't get excited.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Even blacks don't get excited.
No.
Oh my God.
What?
I didn't say that. Go get David Harb, will you?
You know what's interesting is...
I told Spanish, is Harb here? He goes, yeah, but he doesn't want to come on the show because you're a racist.
I'm watching not Mindhunter, because I watched Mindhunter, and then I watched Manhunt, Unabomber. So, obviously, the most iconic sketch of a person, police sketch ever, is that one. Did you know that's not the right one? The one that they put out?
With the curly hair and the glasses?
So
it doesn't look anything like him.
It doesn't. The original one does. You know who the second one looks exactly like? They had the lady go and describe it like, I don't know, 5 years later or something. Or 2 years. The sketch artist. She was describing the sketch artist.
Oh, my God.
And they said because she correlated that with the drawing and doing it,
that's hilarious.
The sketch artist, and that's the one that they put out. The original one that they did looked almost identical.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Weird.
Oh, here's Eric. Eric, hello, my friend. How are you?
Oh, yes, sir. I just wanted to ask a guitar question now, since it seemed like the black thing brought up a whole issue, because that was their original question to my...
But wait a second. Shouldn't you start off by apologizing for accusing me of being somewhat racist?
I am. because the thing about it was just, I was really calling about a music thing and putting people in a box with the type of music they
get to my apology first, and then we'll talk about music.
I apologize.
So I didn't I seem apologize. That doesn't seem very heartfelt. Say it. Say it again. I'll be quiet. I'll let you say it.
I really apologize from the bottom of my heart, Michael Kelter.
Thank you. Now, I'm not going to listen to your question. How do you like that?
But a sincere apology.
Well, because he thought I said only black people can like Santana, and I never said anything about black people.
Never even said the word black.
No. People hear what they want to hear.
Totally.
Fake news, sir.